Today, as you heard in our first reading, St. Paul goes to a city where the people were really smart, but they worshiped a whole bunch of different people. And he tried to tell them about the mystery of God, how to describe who God is. And as we have tried for 2,000 years, we know we can't quite grasp who God is. And so Paul tells them that God created everything and created the seasons and the boundaries of regions so that people may seek God and perhaps even grope for him. I know what groping is like because I can't see without my glasses. So when I get up at night to do something, I can't see anything, and I'm like this. Groping is looking for something that we know is there, but we just don't know where it is. And so sometimes we have to look for certain things. Do you guys know what this game is here? Yes. And just for all of us who have not seen it for a while, this is a game where you get clues. There's different rooms that you go to, right? And there's different pieces of things like rope and a candlestick and stuff. And then there's different people. And you get all these clues to find out who committed the crime. And so I was thinking of that, if we were like St. Paul, and we wanted to tell people what God was like, if you were to St. Paul and wanted to tell people what God was like, you would bring them here. And so let's look at the clues that we have to see what you would tell them God was like. First, let's look at the room. This room is made sort of like an auditorium, like a theater almost. And all the seats are facing this way. So God must want us to be like, he wants to be like a teacher to us. So God must want to teach us things, right? The second thing is you guys are all sitting pretty comfortably, huh? Oh, it's good. Hi. So God must want us to be comfortable. He doesn't want us to be like uncomfortable and suffering. He wants us to be comfortable. He wants to tell us that whatever he's teaching us is going to be something good, not hard, but something good for us. So let's keep looking around. What about this water? I mean, I hope you guys don't have fountains in your home, do you? You don't have like water flowing here. I hope not. That means there's a leak if there's something like this going on. But water, what do we use water for? Yep, for drinking. So in other words, if we don't drink water, what happens to us? We shrivel up, right? And we also do water to cleanse ourselves when we take a shower or a bath. So God must somehow be so important to us that we need him in our lives, just like we need water. And also, he must do something good to us, that he cleans us of all the things that we might have done. And what about this? What's this? Yeah. It's a light, and it's warm. So God must want us to be warm when it's cold. And look at that big one up there. He wants us to say he is the brightest light. And even one candle, if it was dark and we shut off all the lights in here, one candle would keep us that we could still see each other. So Jesus, God, must be a light to us. And then look at all these beautiful flowers here. God must love beautiful things. So God must be kind of in beauty and kind of in beautiful things. And look at what do we have here. Yes? The choir and a beautiful instruments. So God must want us to sing to him. In singing to him, he tells us more about himself. He loves to hear beautiful things. So that's just some of the things in the room. How about over there? What's that? That's the tabernacle, right? And that's where Jesus is. So God must want to be with us, not just to tell us stuff about himself. He must want to actually be with us. That he wants to be with us, so that's why he's here. So those are the things that we see. How about the altar? And how about the gifts that you bring up? He wants to eat with us. Usually you only have food with people that you know and you love. So Jesus, God wants to eat with us. And he wants to do it simply. You don't see like a lot of fancy stuff on here. He wants us to remember that it's really in the process of just eating with him. But we have a very strong table, so God must be really strong. He might tell us that I'm here to save you. I'm here to help you. How about that big picture up there? That means God must be really big and must be far away too. So he's both close and he's far away. So that's the kind of God that we have. That's what we hear about. So finally, let's talk about the people. Like, why do we know about God by the people? Just like in the Clue game, you got Miss Scarlet, you got Mr. Green, right? Let's see about the people. You think God loves kids? Why do you think he loves kids? Because you guys are all here. This isn't an adults-only party here. This is for you. And not only does he love you, you are all examples to us because you're all sitting here in the front. You get to sing. You get to read beautifully. You did a great job, you guys. You get to come here and sit. When we see you, we see God a little bit. Plus, you all have helpers, don't you? Who's your helper? Who's this girl sitting next to you? Does she help you? Oh, I thought so. So God sees by looking, by people looking at you, she said, God must want us to help each other and to help the little ones. Jesus said he wanted to tell us the little ones are here. But you know, in the game of Clue, what if you tried to play Clue with like somebody in kindergarten? Would they be able to play? No. That's what Jesus is saying. He said, I'd like to tell you everything about God, but you just can't have it all at once. We have to learn it from the things that we see and the clues that we get. Now, pretty soon, school's going to be over for you guys. You're not going to be coming to church here on Wednesday. But St. Paul says, God made everything. He made everything for everybody's even. Let me see what he said here. He said it so pretty. He said, for in him we live, we move, and we have our being. He gives to everyone life and breath and everything. Which means that the clues to what God is like is not just in church. The clues to what God is like is outside, in everything that he made and he does. So I got one job for you this summer. When you go home and you go outside and school's over, you're not going to be able to come to church. You can come to church on Wednesday, but you probably won't. But you won't be to church as much as you do when you're in school. You won't hear Mrs. Fisher over the phone praying with you every morning. So what I want you to do when you're out after school is I want you to see where God is through the clues that you see in God. On Memorial Day, I saw little Millie by my sister's house, and my sister has all these big tulips that are as big as Millie. And when I saw Millie standing next to there, I thought, that's God telling me a little clue of how wonderful he is. You can see that same thing in each other, in when someone's nice to you or says something nice to you. Sometimes we can be a clue even with something that might happen that's bad, but we learn from it. So I want you this summer to think about the clues that God gives. And for you little ones, all I want you to do is be who you are. Because when we see you, we see God. Because Jesus said, have the little ones come to me. Be like little ones. So all you have to do is just smile and we see God in you. So you don't have to work as hard, okay? So this summer, I want you to think about it. Even write it down. I saw God today in this. It might be a beautiful sunset. It might be a beautiful flower. It might be a beautiful friend. But look for the clues for God in his life because they're everywhere because God gives us every breath that we take.